اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. The Muslim community, they must never neglect Friday prayer, one of the greatest blessings of Allah. They should know whatever decrees they are from the infallible imams about honoring the morning ceremonies regarding historical martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, and whatever maledictions and curses there are on those who transgressed against the Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, are the same cries of protest of the oppressed against criminal leaders throughout history until the end of time. You should know the maledictions, curses, and cries of protest against the oppressions of Bani Umayyah, Allah's curse be upon them, though they have already been perished and gone to the hell, also reflect the cries of protest by the oppressed against the oppressors of the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Lovely listeners, sisters and brothers from all over the world. You're listening to Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Musavi. Well, in this program, we talk and contemplate and elaborate on the sentences and valuable expressions of Imam Khomeini on different subjects. About the subject of knowledge and the knowledgeable, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that life under the umbrella of knowledge and awareness is so sweet, and intimacy with books, pens, and similar treasures provide such memorable and lasting recollections that overshadow all failings and bitterness. You know, this sentence represents the positive effect of knowledge in life. The sweetness that Imam Khomeini is talking about is the enlightenment or basira that knowledge brings for us and culminates in peace of mind. A knowledgeable person thinks a lot and knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the first and supreme power. So he or she lends himself or herself to the will of him, and having such a view, everything turns sweet. On the contrary, a negligent person who knows nothing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and mercy for his servants, he or she will soon see this world so bitter and dark as soon as a disaster or a trauma comes to his life. And of course, the knowledge that Imam is talking about does not refer to science merely. You know, it has a more wider meaning than the mere literal meaning of the word. I think he is referring to the important concept of wisdom, or what we call ma'rifat, that accompanies knowledge in lots of cases and makes it even more worthy.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and La ilaha